At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Brewski,
featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
What did Diddy do? Why did he do it? How did he do it? Did he do anything? It's a lot of questions out there right now after federal authorities raided both of his homes. Joining me to discuss this crazy world that we live in and characters falling from grace. We see it all the time. Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor. Nima, what was your reaction when you saw the footage of helicopters and federal agents going through the home of Diddy with the allegations that they're looking for information on sex trafficking?
Well, Tony, this one hits close to home, literally, because I live about a mile or two away from Diddy's house.
So you probably saw the helicopters.
I saw the helicopters, not just on TV. I saw the very heavy law enforcement presence. Obviously, you know, we were shocked. You're talking about very serious allegations under federal law. And we know that this investigation is being run out of the Southern District of New York, probably the most prestigious prosecutor's office in the country. They hire the best and the brightest. They're usually handling complex crimes there on Wall Street. But now they're apparently handling this federal sex trafficking case. And under federal law, depending on the age of the victim, these are 10 or 15 year mandatory minimum sentences for each count. Obviously, you can go up to life. So if this is true and these allegations are proven, Diddy, things are looking bad. He's looking at decades in federal prison.
I mean, it's something where there's been allegations over the years here and there. He seemed to have settled most of these allegations. So we don't know the details of many of those settlements, but they kind of just kept coming and they kind of kept coming. And it started to kind of look like R. Kelly, and it kind of started to have little tones of Epstein going on. But again, we didn't know anything. And as of right now, he's not charged with anything. But they certainly won't be raiding someone's house just on a hot tip. This is something where I'm sure they've been working on this for quite a while. Can you give us some insight, you know, as being a former federal prosecutor, what likely has been going on behind the scenes and for how long leading up to these events?
Well, Tony, there are a lot of civil lawsuits, and he did settle a big one, but I think Diddy and his lawyers made a huge strategic error. Cassie Ventura, his longtime ex-girlfriend of approximately 11 years, you know, they were in negotiations regarding a civil claim. New York had opened up the statute of limitations for these sex abuse games, so they were up against the clock, and reportedly, you know, Cassie wanted, you know, 20 or 30 million. Diddy only wanted to pay her 10. Again, if you believe the reports out there. So Cassie filed a lawsuit. Diddy settled it the following day, but we know that civil lawsuits are public, and those allegations were damning. We're talking about rape. We're talking about forced drug use, sex with male prostitutes, sex with underage women, girls, actually. I shouldn't even use the word woman when you're talking about underage children. So that lawsuit, I think, was the sort of motivation for other people to come forward. And, you know, we saw this sort of Me Too effect where three or four lawsuits followed. Now, if you're the feds, obviously, you don't want to get involved in a civil dispute. But when there's allegations of sex acts involving underage children, that's something federal agents are going to investigate. So if you kind of go behind the scenes, I wouldn't be surprised if multiple people had met with prosecutors and federal agents. I wouldn't be surprised if they testified before the grand jury. And I wouldn't be surprised if a grand jury indictment has at least been drafted. Because if you're the U.S. Attorney's Office and you're going to go to a federal judge and you're going to get search warrants for two of Diddy's homes and go in with a heavy law enforcement presence, You believe that you have probable cause that those homes contain evidence of a crime, which probably means that you have probable cause to think that a crime has been committed and Diddy should be charged. Now, I think what they're looking for is video evidence of those crimes. According to civil lawsuits, Diddy himself would videotape these sex acts himself, and there are hidden cameras throughout those homes. So if you look at some of the videos of the raids that TMZ here in LA had posted, looks like Homeland Security investigations agents, they were looking for digital evidence, servers, cell phones, things to that effect. So if any of that is in the hands of law enforcement agents right now, it's probably just a matter of days or weeks before Diddy is indicted.
I think that that's one of the questions a lot of people have is why wasn't he arrested right away? I know the answer to that. You know the answer to that. Can you explain that a little bit more as to why when they met him on the tarmac, took his phone, it wasn't an immediate, hey, you're coming with us?
So there's two different types of warrants. There's a search warrant and there's an arrest warrant. Yep. So search warrant, obviously you believe the home or the place to be searched may have evidence of a crime. And, you know, arrest warrant is appropriate if there's probable cause to believe a crime has been committed and the person, Diddy, committed the crime. So, you know, though they are related, they are slightly different under the law. I think agents are going through what they've seized, but I think Diddy will be arrested. I think we're very close to the end of the investigation, not the beginning. I think it's just a matter of time before an indictment is unsealed, Diddy is arrested. And I think this is the type of case that's likely going to go to trial.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.